Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Wait, now, just let me finish my pork pie.
Sorry, I've had a manic day, but I'm in a good mood.
Hang on, just before we start, I want to get some more mustard.
What mustard? Is it American mustard, French mustard, Dijon mustard?
Get on this, William Hansen.
Whole grain. Oh my word, it's Fortnum & Mason's Hot English. Well, I love a bit of Hot English. Talking of Fortnum sauces, when I went there the other day, their creamed horseradish, as you may know, is supposed to be the sort of the slightly less intense version of horseradish. Good God, blows your brain off. Hang on, I'm the only one that hasn't got manchettes. Ben's eating Doritos, you're eating a pork pie, and all I've got is the D.
That's standard for you. I know we always pick on him, right? And we say it again, love him, but how camp does he eat Doritos? Look at him.
Doritos.
Ooh. Cool Doritos. Ooh. More Doritos for me. Ooh.
Oh, yummy. He stuck his little finger out.
Scrumptious. This industry is tough, kid. You need to get some backbone if you want to make your way. And welcome to Help I Sexed My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life. Answering your 21st century questions. Oh, that fucking mustard's repeating on me now, hang on. Answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to everyday dilemmas, like how do I go about learning Latin I didn't read the script before.
I said to Ben you'd have no chance of reading this word.
I didn't read the script. I'm not going to lie, I'm reading it now for the first time. Like, how do I go about learning Latin?
The good news is at least you can sight read.
Like, how do I go about learning Latin declensions?
Declensions. I said it last week.
Oh, God, that's... In your accent, that sounds so nice. Say it again.
Declensions.
Like, declensions. Like, how do I go about learning Latin declensions? And should we sack off queuing in the normal world? And, of course, what should you do if you've accidentally...
I mean, that's not what the script says. It says the new normal.
Oh, and should we sack off...
world isn't even written.
I've not read it. Sorry, I know this is unprofessional. I'm just a bit tied up this week. That's all I'm going to say. Shut up, Hanson. And should we sack off queuing in the new normal? And of course, oh, we've completely messed this up. And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not usual agony ants. Are we, William Hanson, UK's leading etiquette expert?
No, we're not, Jordan North, radio presenter. I turn left, whereas you're just left behind. Do you get that? Because, Ben, that was sent in to us from Becky on Instagram, so thank you very much, Becky. Ben didn't really understand that, bless him.
I don't think it's your best.
Do you get what it means?
Yeah, yeah.
What does turning left mean?
Oh, just, I thought you meant in general.
No. So you both don't get it?
No.
Right, so traditionally, it doesn't really happen now. Traditionally, when you went on an aeroplane, when they take your ticket, when you turn left, you go into the sort of the business class or the first class section.
Very good.
Actually, because of configuration of modern planes now, you often have to do that walk through business class anyway. And if you're not in, on the, a few times I've flown premium economy, I will call it the walk of shame through business class into premium. And as I wrote in the Daily Mail once, I always then, when I get into premium economy, I always put my head behind the curtain and just look through into economy to go, could be worse. Just to remind myself.
What jumper have you got on there? Are you wearing a... Is that your uni jumper? Or is it just an American one?
No, it's an it's this American university where at which I'm a visiting lecturer.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How... This is what I mean about you. I didn't know you was a visiting lecturer at Georgetown. Georgetown Cats! Go Cats! Yeah! I didn't know you was...
I don't ask me if that's their team. I don't think it is.
I made it up, but I didn't know you was a lecturer. I once did a lecture at Sunderland Uni.
I think it's twinned with Georgetown.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Taught them about the tricks of getting into radio. Reminds me of when I first met a young producer, Ben, at a student radio conference. I was having a drink and he came up to me in his Stoke City t-shirt. He went, "Hi, I'm thinking about getting into radio." And I thought... Oh, you've no chance, pal. Not with the charisma you've got. "I like listening to the radio, so I thought I'd be good at working." Yeah, it's not going to happen for you, pal. And look, he proved me wrong.
But give it a few years and you'll be under me.
He had a top knot back then as well. Did you or did you not have a top knot, producer Ben? Oh, did you have a
top knot sounds like something that you'd find at the top of your bedstead, Jordan.
No, we don't do top knots. They're too lethal. You've got to...
Maybe you should do an IGTV for our newly verified Sex of My Boss Instagram account, where you explain all the different knots.
Yeah, I could do, couldn't I? I'm not kinky, so I'm not even going into this. Right, carry on. Are we going to toast?
Yes, and
I'm
actually,
not kinky, by the way. I'm really, really not.
Jordan, the lady doth protest too much. Do you know the meaning of that?
No, but I like the sound of it. Go on.
If you go on about it a lot and you keep saying, I'm not. It's a bit like when certain pop stars in the past, I'm thinking Ricky Martin, I'm thinking Elton John, have always got, I'm not gay. And they keep on having to say it, and then eventually they end up being gay. The lady doth protest too much. That's sort of what I mean.
Okay, who are we going to toast to? Come on.
I think we should toast to all the G&D divas who took part last week for our last episode in the listen along on Twitter.
Oh, to our live listeners?
Yes, to the hashtag G&D diva party last Tuesday. Thank you for joining us. Your very good health. If you don't know what that is, all the content from that is still on our Twitter.
Remember, if you want to help with something, then you can tweet us at sexandmyboss. You can send your tales of trepidation to help at sexandmyboss.com. Or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letterhead paper. The address is on the website, sexandmyboss.com. William, I believe it's been a big week in the William Mikey household. You've had some wardrobes fitted.
Yes.
Did you ever watch Harry Enfield and Chums? This is for the over 30s. But in the 90s, there's a programme called Harry Enfield and Chums. And there used to be two women. They used to get, workmen to come round all the time and go, "Hello, young man. Oh, hello, young man." Just so they could be like, I reckon that's what you and Mikey were like with the wardrobe fitter. "Oh, right, young man. Can I make you a cup of tea, young man? Oh, aren't you strong, young man?" How was this week for you?
It was like you were there. No, it was fine. We were thick with dust yesterday. It was supposed to be a 2-day job, but didn't even have a lunch break. And he worked until about 7:30 in the evening, so it's all done. And they're lovely. I mean, the delivery, all the parts got delivered, all the wood got delivered on Monday. And it's a company we've used whose head office is in Wolverhampton. And they delivered on Monday. It was a two-man team to bring everything in. They kept calling back to each other going, "Is there anything else in the van, Dave?" Dave would say, "Just some wood, Phil." I said, "It's all bloody wood. Of course it's wood in the van. It's a wardrobe."
That's William Hansen there, having to deal with working-class people. I can only apologise.
I've got nothing against working-class people. It's just, of course it's all wood. But I just thought it was a bit of a pointless answer. "It's all wood, Dave."
You never normally complain about wood in the back of a van.
Thank you both.
Good one, that, Ben. Not going to lie, Gene Devers. Ben just told me that one in my ear.
We'll give producer Ben credit there. Right, get yourself off, Ben. You're done for the day. You've done your job. Go on. You've come up with a funny line. Go on. Look at his little face, proud of himself there.
My problem is when I've got... I think I've talked about this before. So, yesterday, for example, I had a guy come and get some furniture to take it to the tip. And when I've got workmen in,
right,
I go more northern and try to prove I'm more working class. Like, oh, all right, Paul. Yeah, like, more northern than this. All right, Paul. Yeah, come in. Do you want a brew? I'll make you a brew. I always make him a brew in my Burnley mug as well, because then they go, oh, bloody hell, you're Burnley fan, are ya? Oh, I've not been at Burnley for years. I went Burnley in 87, mate, right? We were in the FA, and then that's it. You just talk to them about football for the rest. I just get really cringy with him. I'm like, yeah, I'm a grafter myself. You know, I used to work on building site. Up at six, mate, down pits before crack of dawn. That was my childhood, you know. Just being really cringy.
Do you talk to them?
Yes, do you not talk to workmen?
No, I'm like, hello, thank you very much for coming. There's the loo, there's the room, get on with it, and I shut the door.
Do you not offer to make them a brew?
Oh, well, I did offer, but he said no, so he said no, and that's that.
No, you would, and then you offer again every couple of hours. I always leave him a little plate with biscuits out.
Well, like Father Christmas.
Yeah. I met, what was his name now? Kevin, who came, I give him a brownie.
You gave him a brownie?
Mm-hmm.
You bought these?
No, William Hansen. Are you sitting down?
You can see that, yes.
I baked this week.
Baked?
I baked.
Baked. Wow.
So, you know, because I've not baked since I was scarred from the cheesecakes that my dad didn't approve of.
Yes.
In last week's episode. See last week's episode for details. I feel like it was a bit of therapy explaining that story. So on Saturday of this week, I baked some brownies. And do you know what? They're the best bloody brownies I've had in my life. And I get it now. I get the baking. It's the giving. It's seeing people's face light up when they shove their face in your brownie.
What flavour brownies? Were these classic brownies? Were these raspberry brownies? Were these white chocolate nut?
They were triple chocolate.
Triple chocolate? And where did you get the recipe?
I found it online. I got all the ingredients from Aldi. And honestly, I'm on my last one now. I've got my last brownie. And I'm going to have it tonight with hot chocolate. This is the new
Double
me.
Double chocolate.
Honestly, I feel like, after getting all that off my chest last week, I do feel like this is some form of therapy. I'm going to go and visit some fields in France when all this is over. You know, because I couldn't go on that school trip that my dad wouldn't let me go on.
Well, maybe I'll come with you, take you up the Somme.
I'd love you to take me up the Somme. I really would. But yeah, I get it now. That's why people like baking. It's not for you.
Did it go well?
Yes, it went so well. Andy, our caretaker here, when I give him, he went, you ain't got the old COVID, have you? I went, no. He's a good lad, Andy. He's a lovely guy.
COVID-flavoured brownie.
Bloody hell, mate. Them brownies. Oh, I had nearly four of them in a night. They were bloody lovely, mate. You'll have to let us know if you make them. I was like, thank you, Andy. I would love it. And then I skipped along with my little hamper and skipped off.
Like Brie Vandercamp.
But yeah, so there, babe. Oh, what was,
wow.
How was, I forgot your mum and dad's name, don't tell me. How was Sarah and Brian's visit to the social distance garden?
Yes, they came and sat on the terrace, which was rather lovely.
Darling, you'll call this a terrace. It's a fucking... Carry on.
It was lovely, actually. It was lovely to see them. They stayed for a bit. Got a little bit dull after a while. And apparently they want to come up next weekend as well, which is a bit much, to be honest. We were exhausted after they left. Because when you haven't really seen anyone for however long, it is incredibly draining being nice to people in the flesh.
Yeah.
So we'll keep it short next time, I think.
Did Sarah have a drink?
No, it was during the day.
And?
No, she had some coffee.
Just for the record, right, my impression of William's mum and dad are nothing like what they are like in real life. I started this impression before I'd met them, and then when I met them, it's just got, they are polar opposites. Darlings! We are here in your garden, we are socially distancing, and we are socially distancing getting drunk. Woo! Oh, fucking hell, Sarah! Put some clothes on, woman, for Christ's sake. Woo! Yes! I'm with my boys, we're getting drunk in the garden. Drunk in... Sarah! William, go and get a fucking dressing gown for your mother, for Christ's sake.
Talking of social distancing and seeing people, the news since we last spoke, announced by the Prime Minister, is that if you live alone, or you count as alone, because I know you live with Joe, but according to the guidelines, you as a person count as a single entity, you can form a social bubble with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you have to ask me?
Oh. Oh, this is awkward.
Hmm?
Yeah.
And we could treat ourselves as one household. And you can come and visit, you can come and stay, we can give you a squidgy squeeze.
Yeah, I don't want to go into this too much. Because me and you have read the social bubble as something completely different, okay?
Right, what have you...
All I'm going to say is I've decided, and we're not going into it, but my social bubble is going to be with someone who I want to do a squidgy squeeze with. And a bit more.
Who are you allowing into your bubble?
Because if I don't squidgy squeeze soon, I'm going to... That's all I'm going to say. I don't know what the etiquette is here. This is all new to us. It's new to you.
Are you and Ben forming a social...
No, bubble? I'm not. I'm not social bubbling with Ben. No. Okay, we had that time in Monaco and that was it. There'll be no more social bubbles following that. William, I am flattered that you want me to be in your social bubble, but no thank you.
I want to be in your social bubble, not the other way around.
You're reading it...
Make that quite clear.
You're reading it wrong, right? I think you're the only person that's read into it as that because you're so sweet and innocent. Basically, the social bubble's so people can go and have a shag.
Ooh.
Yeah, think about it. Think about what Boris has said. Single people, like...
But I want to eat your brownies.
Don't say that when we're talking about...
And if
about...
we don't social bubble, how are we going to do that?
I thank you for the offer, but I've already think I'm socially bubbling with someone else. I'd love to with you and Mikey, I really would, but, you know, it's just...
If you're lucky, one day. I've just sent you on our WhatsApp group, I've sent you a menu that my friend Stephen has sent me from the 15th of June 1905, so not that, you know, some years ago, over 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got that up?
Oh, okay. Oh, wow, what's this?
This menu from Windsor Castle.
Mm-hmm.
So Edward the VII was on the throne.
Where have you got this from?
Well, my friend Stephen sent it to me, but look... On the third item down, can you read that, just for amusement? It's in French.
Les buffets de vindes frodis.
Yes, do you know what that translates as?
No.
A buffet of cold meats. Now, what does that sound like?
Picky tea?
Yes. This is historical evidence that in 1905 at Windsor Castle, they, in essence, had a picky tea.
I think I might cry. That's amazing.
I think a lot of French are going to cry at your accent.
They had a picky tea in Windsor Castle in 1905.
They had a buffet of cold meats.
Do you think they had turkey dinosaurs and smiley faces?
I don't think Edward the VII and Queen Alexandra, that was really their style.
Do you reckon they would have been a pub? I actually feel so emotional right now. That's so
Can
beautiful.
You read any of the rest of the menu?
Okay. Poissons, which is fish.
Well done.
Asparagus de Argentelia sauce manzuel.
Mousseline.
This is basically me on holiday saying, "Hiya, pal. Yeah, we'll get. Do you want two San Miguel's and we'll get the Flumeries Aux Frasers. Is that what you wanted? Yeah, and the Macadona de Fruits or Champagne. Are you sure you wanted that? Yeah." And for afters, we'll have patisseries parisienne and collar blue hawks bouquets.
Parisienne.
Collar blue hawks bouquets. I mean, I'm
it's
playing
not it collar blues.
What is it?
Corbeil au bouquet de la Marie.
Can we have the Corbeil au bouquet de la Marie? Yeah, cheers. All right. Can we get some bread to start? Yeah. Basically, that is an insight into my holidays there. That is, yeah.
And talking of an insight into your holidays, something that we you mentioned, you teased us with at the end of last week, and something that, you know, may make it into one of your holidays in future when you're allowed to leave the country, your stunning neighbours. Can we have an update on this, please?
So I had come back from a shop, and he'd come back from a run, and he is beautiful, okay? And then our buzzer's not working, right? I thought it was just ours, but it turns out there. So he's like, and like, he looks like a Ralph Lauren model. There's me, just right. Been to the shop, air like Chewbacca. So his girlfriend comes down to let him in. And I just looked at her and I thought, oh, of course you're a couple. Do you know like when you see a couple and you think, yeah. So we were chatting and I told her we'd just moved, we'd lived here for 2 years, but we just moved into this new flat and they just moved in as well. She's like, oh, when all this is over, we'd love to have you over for Pimm's. Of course.
Oh, look at them taking pity on you.
Of course they want me to drink Pimm's with them. Like, they just, like, and you know they're going to have beautiful children. And I'm a bit like, my hair's all over the place at the moment. I can't get into my jeans anymore because I've eaten so, like, I cannot get into my jeans. I look like Sandra D off Grease when I put my jeans. Hello, stir up, talk about it, stir. So yeah, they're really pretty, and I seen them again when I was on my walk around the premises, and they were on a run together, and they run right past me, and he went, "Ah, Justin, yeah."
clearly a fan of the podcast.
Ah, yeah. How's it been this week? Yeah, heard the neighbours. I think they're making a lot of noise at the moment. They're having renovations. We'll have to have this drink sometimes when it's all over. And he just run off into the distance. And I was just like, some people have got it.
Well, I think we're probably ready for the low point of the episode.
Is it really the low point of the episode, though?
It's the part of the episode where I sit back, okay, take out my headphones, and pretend I'm on a desert island with Shawn Mendes.
My friend claims he accidentally glued himself to his autobiography, but I don't believe him. I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So my friend claims that he accidentally glued himself to his autobiography, but I don't believe him. But that's his story and he's sticking to it.
Well, it's clean. I'll take it. Oh, I sent you one. Jordan, I sent you one this week. Anyway.
Oh, did you? On. I've got one. I've got one for you for when you're next, when all this is over and you're next at your etiquette soiree, so you're at a posh one, you can tell this, right? I'll pretend it's William. What's the difference between a badly dressed man on a bicycle and a posh dressed man on a unicycle? Attire. Rupert meet Jordan. Jordan meet Rupert. This is the one that's a bit, he's a bit stupid.
Okay. No, you don't mirror in introductions. You don't go Jordan meet Rupert, Rupert meet Jordan. You just say it one way around or the other. Can I do the joke that my my friend Tom sent me?
Yes, do this.
Sent on to you that you've forgotten.
Okay.
Had a painter and decorator round. He's currently a furloughed Virgin Atlantic pilot. He made a lovely job of the landing.
It's only funny because of your laugh.
Oh, that really tickled me. Thank you, Tom, for sending that in. Right, now, Jordan, over the last few weeks, we've noticed a lot of Algae and Divas sending in updates of what happened after we offered our sage advice over the last five series. Maybe sometimes some of our G&D viewers feel the need to correct or expand upon something that we have said or misinterpreted. We don't usually have time to give the updates that we desire. Would you agree, Jordan?
I agree. I concur.
So we thought we needed a new place to talk about the aftermath of our advice, or as you'd say, aftermath. If we tell you what to do after you've sexed your boss in one of these episodes, if we ever talk about what to do if you've sexed your boss, then the bonus podcast, we are bringing you a bonus podcast.
This is a great idea. Producer Ben has had one of his very few great ideas. We're so looking forward to this.
He's had to have a lie down all week after coming up with this bit of inspiration. We're going to launch our bonus podcast where we can tell you what happened next and any other sort of snippets.
So it's going to be like what happened next and extra lols, isn't it?
Well, potentially.
Yeah, it'll be extra lols. So we're going to put out a little bonus
episode. And I
can
promise you no Jordan's joke of the week in this
no,
bonus.
No, we're struggling as it is with jokes of the week. So just a little bonus episode. We'll catch up with some Gene Divas that have got in touch in the past and going to have extra lols. So like William said, if you have got in touch and we give you advice, let us know what happened from there. So just write back in and say, you helped us in series two, this happened, or your advice was really shit and you've caused me and my other half to split up, or your advice was great. Whatever. Just get back in touch. It'd be great.
We're now in court.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. We want to know. We're not obviously responsible for anything we say, but let us know. The only thing, Jordan, we haven't actually agreed on a name for the bonus podcast. We should say that it's going to be out every Friday. So Tuesday's is main episode. Friday is our bonus episode.
Jordan and William's bonus?
I don't think we can call it that.
Bonus?
So I've written down a couple of ideas.
Okay. See, there's the difference between me and you. You actually prep for this and write ideas. I just say things out loud. Do you know what we're doing now? Do you know what we're doing now, William?
Riffing?
No. In the radio industry, we call this peeling the onion. So you get an onion. The onion's the idea. It's Valerie Geller. She's very good. Right?
It's who?
She's a radio consultant. Right? So you've got the onion.
Have you had to have a radio consultant brought in on your show?
Not many. Right? So the idea is the onion, okay, and we're peeling away at the onion now to get to the good bit.
Yes, I think I get how onions work.
So the idea is the onion, and we're peeling away to get to the good
bit.
Let me fucking finish? So we're peeling away at the onion, which is the idea, and as you peel away, you get to the good bit, and that's the core of the idea, that's the best bit, and it's called peeling the onion. It's a technique we use within the radio industry, peeling the onion.
Actually, the best bit of an onion isn't the middle. Often I discard that bit.
Just crack on.
Outer layers.
Let's peel the onion together. Come on, William. Riff me your ideas.
So I thought it could be called William and Jordan Come Again.
Shit. Next one. I'm joking.
Well, what have you got?
I'm joking. We're peeling the onion. Come on.
William and Jordan Sloppy Seconds.
I like that.
Yeah, I thought you would.
I like that.
The one I like the most is William and Jordan's Weekend Release.
Oh.
Ben is slightly concerned because Friday, he says, isn't a weekend. But there is a radio station of which you're fairly close to where apparently the weekend starts on Friday. You only have 4 days of the week. It's a bit like in the 70s when we had the 3 day week in Bristol. Radio was going sort of in that direction.
Okay, here's what I'm saying. Ben, let's put it out on a Twitter poll. What should William and Jordan's new bonus thing. I'm quite liking Sloppy Seconds. You're liking Weekend Release. We'll put it out on Twitter. You can find out there.
But we reserve the rights to ignore.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's a little bit like It's a bit like North Korea how we run this podcast. Okay. In that we. Well, I say we. I am the Kim Jong-un of this arrangement.
Okay. Are we ready for the listeners' questions, William Hanson?
Yes, we are, Jordan North.
Let's do it. First question, please.
Oh yeah, Jordan, you're back in your bedroom.
I'm using your dongle.
And to think you won't even let me come into your support bubble.
Do you know, I've just realised, if there was no innuendo, if we said to each other, right, no innuendo, we would not be able to do an episode. Like, that is the premise of this. Like, if we...
Do you know what Mikey genuinely said to me the other day? I can't remember what the joke was, and I think you had to be there, but I made a very, very intelligent, quick joke. And he turned to me and said, slightly pointedly, he went, that's the sort of humour I fell in love with. I'd forgotten that.
Oh! Where did that come from?
Yeah, I know, that's nice. I said, are you saying that that sort of humour has disappeared from my life? That it's become end of peer? Yeah, he left the room.
Well, how long have you been going out now?
Oh, nearly 5 years.
Yeah,
2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, 5 years. It starts getting stale. They start worrying about you getting diabetes, that sort of thing, you know. It's I can't believe you let us leave that in last week. Basically, you might have heard it last week, but Mikey's worried that William's eating too much sugar and he's going to get diabetes. William told me this.
It's whatever gets me through lockdown.
William told me this, and I found it hilarious, and then I said it in the podcast. But we love you, Mikey.
Dear William, Jordan, and producer Ben, I am a new lockdown listener and have been loving the podcast each week.
Yes!
Thank you so much indeed.
Welcome, you new lockdown listeners. It's good to have you on board. It feels like a lot of new lockdown listeners have been listening. So, yeah, thank you.
Recently, I have been talking to someone on a dating app. After a few days, we met up and had a socially distanced walk around the park. I thoroughly enjoyed it and would see him again. He was nice, kind, polite, and texts back, which is pretty much all you can ask for given the current situation. However, as we have continued talking, he has started sending me selfies of whatever he is doing. I've seen him on the sofa, on a bike ride, drinking coffee, going to work. I find it really cringy and don't really know why he is sending them and what he is trying to achieve. For context, he's slightly older than me. He's 30, I'm 25. So I have two questions. Is there a generational difference? And for 30-year-olds, is sending selfies constantly acceptable behaviour? And what is the etiquette for asking someone to stop sending selfies without causing offence? Thanks so much, Connie. First things first, and I think, Jordan, it's the same thing. I don't think you can call a generational difference between 25 and 30.
Okay, I was just... like chomping at the bit here. First of all, Connie, 25-30, we're the same age, love, right? Speaking for people that we're the same age, right? It might seem when you're 25 that 30's old, but it's not, okay? Second thing is, when you first start going out with someone or dating someone, you do send each other and talk about the most mundane crap and send each other pictures. It should naturally phase out, but it sounds like it's not with this old 30-year-old person. So I'm probably saying you're going to have to say to him, you don't need to send me selfies all day now. You just message me when you finish work.
Can I make a bold suggestion here?
You are the king of the bold. So, you crack on, sunshine.
I think Connie is using this incessant selfie sending and actually kind of wants to split up with him. I think this is a sign.
Oh, you think she's not that into him?
No, I think she says she is at the top, but I think she's changed her mind and these selfies have put her off.
I think now you've mentioned it, Connie, I think you need to go away and have a think about it and then get back to us for the bonus episode.
Yeah, if you'd like. Now our stock response to everything.
Okay, next question please, William Hanson.
This next one is from Beth. Dear William, Jordan and producer Ben, brackets, hee hee. Hilarious.
That's just a little side note there. I'm not for the hee hee. I'm a lol, I'm a ha ha. I think hee hee's like hee hee. It's like, stop trying to be cute, you know. Sorry to whoever's written this in. I know that sounds...
Beth.
Sorry, Beth. Beth, I'm sure you are cute. I'm sorry. Just ignore me. I've had a drink. Sorry.
I'm a teacher, therefore sorry, I really hope sorry, you Beth. Don't need to correct any of my grammar.
I'm really sorry,
well,
Beth.
We'll see. I have had many students train with me. When they qualify and are looking for a job, they often put me down as a referee. There is always a question along the lines of, what you employ this person again? I think she means, would you employ this person again? So we've already had one error. Unfortunately, sometimes my answer would be no. In the most recent case, it's because the student often smelt of wee. What is the etiquette surrounding this? Should I be truthful to the employer, I think you mean the employer, and say no, or be polite to the student teacher and say yes? I look forward to your advice! Exclamation mark. Hope you're enjoying your G and D. Kind regards,
Oh, thank you, Beth. That's a good.
Thank you, Beth. I mean, it is interesting there that you have said that you are a teacher and you hope that there weren't any errors in that, and then there are two. So really, good luck to the future generations.
Ignoring Beth. I have given a job reference once to a work experience kid. I was flattered he actually put my email down. He said, and I was like, yeah, he worked on my show for 2 weeks. This was back in commercial radio, and he was great, and now he's bossing it at another station. Anyway, that...
I presents breakfast.
I wouldn't know what to do, William. I'm not going to pretend it. I wouldn't know what to do if...
Well, I think, look...
Are you allowed to give a bad reference? I don't think you are, eh? Is it illegal?
Of course you are, if you don't think they're legit, to use the vernacular, to get in touch with the kids, then, yeah, of course. Jordan, why don't we write a reference for producer Ben?
Oh, God, he's going to love this. He's had about four... He hates it, by the way, when he only gets one or two mentions per episode. So this episode's all been about him and it'll all stay in the edit. oh, don't pull that face. I'm only joking. Okay, our reference, my reference... So you, say a production company come to me and said, oh, he worked on your podcast. Yeah. What would you say? I'd reply in the email, be like, hi... Jeff.
Hi, guys.
Could you please call me? Because it's quite hard to articulate my points there. And Jeff,
I don't want to put anything in writing.
Jeff would ring me and it'd be like, Aya, right, it depends what mood he's in.
I would say.
He's a great producer. Oh, come on.
He's a great producer.
He's great.
He needs to work on his tone on WhatsApp.
I messaged him
this only yesterday, saying in block capitals, I went, Ben, I'm so excited when we can finally see you. And do you know what he responded with? Yeah, I'd need to work how I get into Central London.
Okay. I mean, so
much of an outpouring of emotion.
William, I'm with you now. This is a metaphor for us giving feedback to Ben. If you come up with an idea for the podcast and you text Ben on one of his days off, God help you.
Oh, yes.
God help you.
because yeah, don't text him on a Friday.
Oh, God. Because if you text him on a day off, even though it's about a podcast that's 24/7 we're always thinking about, he will let you know. So my advice, Jeff, is please don't ask him to do a bit of work on his day off, because you will get the most passive-aggressive response ever. William, would you like to add to that?
No, nothing further. We love you, Ben.
Next question. Final question, please.
This is from Lucy. Dear William, Jordan and producer Ben, I think he writes his name in. I work on a care of the elderly ward in a hospital. The nurse in charge insists on playing loud music, mainly show tunes and dodgy covers in the communal areas. This is supposedly for the benefit of the patients, but they cannot hear it. I am new, so I do not feel I can ask her to stop playing the music. I've tried switching it off when no one is watching, making fake phone calls, and require a quiet space and hiding certain CDs, all to no avail. I cannot listen to It's a Hard Knock Life one more time. Any polite advice is much appreciated. Many thanks, Lucy.
I hate this. I hate this when people play music out loud on trains. I hate when they do it at work. I just... Being serious here, Lucy, I think you need to go above and go and speak to your supervisor. I really do. I know it's easier said than done. I know you've just started. And say that. Say when you go and speak to your supervisor, be like, look, I don't want to cause any trouble. I know I've only just started here. But especially for the patients, it's a big problem. And if they say it's fine, do you really want to work with them?
I think maybe the issue I'm thinking, Lucy, is that you're just sick of certain songs. Maybe she's one of those people. I'm turning into Mikey now. She's one of those people who says she likes show tunes, but probably has a repertoire of about 25 show tunes that she's on repeat. And if she is listening to "It's a Hard Knock Life" from Annie constantly, I get it. It's less Annie, more Annie, get your gun. I understand the how that is. You get that, Jordan?
But yeah, I do. Just put in there, believe it or not, I know Mikey's he's a grafter and a builder, but he does love his musicals.
He and his other builders break out into a chorus line. Cement flying everywhere.
So this is your area of expertise, because you live with someone that's constantly playing.
I love a show. I love a show tune myself. Not quite as much as Mikey, but there are certain ones from.
There's
certain
no business like show business, like your.
Please.
What's that?
Why don't you bring in more CDs with other show tunes, slightly more niche show tunes?
Hang on, more CDs. What are we in the 90s? What?
No, excuse me. Excuse
me. Is it worse?
It says CDs here.
I missed that. Snap the CDs. Snap.
I mean, you push the CD player off the side.
Snap this. There's nothing. Right. Oh, here we go. Snap my advice before. There's nothing more powerful than snapping a CD. It is saying something. Snap it. I remember I got grounded for 2 weeks, but I still don't regret it. My brother wouldn't let me on the PlayStation, so I snapped Crash Bandicoot. My brother battered me. I got grounded for 2 weeks, but it was still worth it. I can still see his face now.
My brother broke my Tamagotchi in year 3 and I buried it in the garden.
Did you actually?
Yes, I was very, very cross.
Your Tamagotchi's still there under that ground now, dying
to
be fed.
No plants have grown around that, funnily.
Do you remember you used to leave your Tamagotchi and it'd come back, and if you'd not looked after it, there were loads of like little poo everywhere because you'd not cleared up after it. I remember there was fake poo.
It's a bit like living with one of your brothers. If you want us to answer any of your dilemmas, then get in touch with us. All the information is on sexdidmyboss.com. Or you can send me a handwritten letter, and eventually when someone goes into the office and collects them, I will reply to you. Jordan, it's been an utter pleasure. And rethink your social bubble, please, because I'd quite like to be in it.
You won't want to be in my bubble after I've finished.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.